Phoenix is among 35 cities participating in a national competition with a lot of money on the line. Bloomberg Philanthropies will award one city $5 million. Four others will each get $1 million. They're focusing on ways to confront specific challenges in their respective cities. And Phoenix is looking to become the nation's first city with a heat-ready blueprint, hence our song. Earlier this week, KJZZ's Will Stone reported on what's being done to help the city's most vulnerable populations. And today we'll hear about the heat's impact on businesses. A nonprofit group called the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions teamed up with Phoenix to host an event for local businesses to learn about their concerns and get suggestions. I talk with Michael Hammett, the city's chief service officer, about an event Phoenix hosted this week to hear from businesses. And I started by asking who showed up.
So we reached out to businesses across the city, and we were very pleased. We had a nice group of about 25 representatives from businesses such as utilities, merchants associations, small restaurants, multifamily housing, and then representatives from Arizona State University and Maricopa County Health. So we had a really nice group of businesses there for this first test related to the Bloomberg Mayor's Challenge.
So it sounds like it was a pretty diverse group of businesses. What did you hear when it comes to how heat impacts them? Was there sort of a common theme, or was it really across the board?
Some of them said that, you know, businesses are on a very tight margin often. When in the summer, it's even more concerning to them in terms of the heat and not having the flow of customers that they typically have. So they really said that they need incentives in terms of dealing with extreme heat. They need incentives not only from the city, but from other organizations. And that could be for tree shade, that could be for other mitigation infrastructure that they could use on their facilities and those sorts of things.
What do you mean by incentives?
Well, it could just be incentives in the way of relief. So some things that came up from businesses were, you know, when they are doing projects, if they put in X amount of items that maybe fall into this heat mitigation category, would that offer them some relief, such as parking requirements and things like that? So is there anything to streamline the process in terms of fees and costs for those sorts of things?
So was it mostly the heat impacts their customer base, or did you hear other things as well?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, it impacts their employees, it impacts their customer base, and it impacts their bottom line.
Are there different concerns among different types of businesses?
There are different concerns among the different sizes of businesses. I can give you an example. There was a large distribution company that was present, and they talked about the fact that they actually have heat tunnels where there, you know, is steam in their delivery system where workers are doing their jobs. So during the summer, they're prepared. They actually give popsicles, but they're actually popsicles that have electrolytes in them to help with the employees sustaining their energy and productivity. And they also encourage breaks often. So the smaller businesses are learning some of those best practices from the larger businesses that really have the infrastructure in place. One of the smaller restaurant organizations said that it just gets hot in their building, and their building is an adaptive reuse building, which means it's an older building adapted from another use into a restaurant. They're not always the most energy efficient. So they struggle with that, their employees struggle with that, and they see a drop in people wanting to come into the restaurant during the summer. So they are looking to be a part of the solution. And it's not that anyone was asking for something to be given to them. It's just that they want to be at the table. That was very clear. These businesses, large and small, wanted to have a place at the table. They didn't think the city should be leading this alone. And we really appreciated that.
So you mentioned the restaurant group talked about how the building itself isn't particularly cool because it's an adaptive reuse, which is something the city promotes, right? They want these current structures to be reused and brought back to life. So is there something that the city could be or should be doing, did any of these businesses say, either in terms of adaptive reuse help or in other ways?
It's interesting because we did have also folks that are using adaptive reuse structures, which are older buildings used for new purposes. And we had a gentleman from that works in the realm of green building. So there were some discussions about adding actual, just thickening the glass in the windows and putting a UV coating can make a huge difference. So there are little changes that can be made. And the city in the past has had funding to actually help retrofit older buildings in that space. So kind of looking at what has worked in the past, but what are these businesses asking for? So they were very clear with some of those items. And again, across the board, it needs to be incentivized because the margin for many of them is really tight, and they want shade in their facility and around their facility, but they want to see some sort of incentive. Even if someone brought up a logo that says we are participating and we received a gold standard in, you know, being heat ready. That was one idea that came up. And that was interesting to us that they saw that as a value as much as they saw a financial incentive.
So it sounds like most of the focus was on how to make the businesses cooler and more appealing to customers. Were there concerns at all about, I don't know, the high cost of AC or what happens if there's an electrical outage or anything like that? Were there...
That was tied in. That's a good question. That was tied in as well because, you know, when you see the temperatures getting hotter, this all impacts, you know, economic well-being for the businesses, but also for the city as a whole. That was brought up, especially in relation to the older buildings, that they're just really fighting to keep pace. So there was a lot of interest in playing a part in the city's goal of 25% shade canopy by 2030. And it's really important to state that that's tree shade and manufactured shade. Right now, manufactured shade, which would be awnings and things like that, it's a challenge to place them on buildings because they often take part in an area that is in the right of way. And so we're looking at ways that we can help businesses, you know, from a city perspective, how can we navigate this so that we make it easier to do these types of things?
That's Michael Hammett with the City of Phoenix. The city will submit its finalized plan for the Mayor's Challenge next month, and Bloomberg Philanthropies will announce the $1 million winners in October.